Hey, you guys, what's up? I'm just a little quick episode for you. It's actually still probably going to be 10 minutes, but I just wanted to discuss marketing your product or marketing yourself, marketing your brand, just marketing in general, just because if you don't know how to market, you don't know how to get your name out there, you don't know how to actually create the product or at least get it in front of the people that are going to care about your product, then it's kind of like, well, what's the point in doing anything at all in the first place? I still don't know why my audio looks all quiet, so I do apologize for that. I was trying to figure that out, but it's kind of besides the point right now. As long as you guys can hear me, that's all that really matters. Otherwise, in the end, so marketing, all it is a simple formula. You got to figure out what problem you're trying to solve for your audience. You got to figure out how you got to help them. You got to figure out like what you're wanting to do. So like a few questions that you can ask, let me just pull it up. So it's like, what does your audience want the most? What are their pain points? What are their fears? What is the solution my product or service can create for them? Who is my most valuable customer? What are my prospects' desires? What are my prospects' wants? What does my prospect want more than anything else? What do we have as part of the product that will move our prospects towards the achieving the one thing that they want more than anything else? What or why they really want this, ask a lot of times. So it's kind of like saying, why do they want this? Okay, so why would they want that? Oh, okay, so they want it because of this? Oh, wait, why do they want to have more confidence? Well, they want to have more confidence because they'll be able to talk to more people. Well, why would they want to talk to more people? Because the more people you know, the more connections that you can make, the more connections that you can make, the more money you can have because your net worth is your net worth. Well, why would they want to make more money? Because then they can have more control over their time. Why would they want to have more control over the time? Because when they have more time control over their time, they can go travel. They can spend more time with loved ones. They can spend more time with their kids. They don't have to be in the office as much. They have more freedom to do what they truly want to do. Like there's a whole lot of whys for why they would want to have more control over their time. Well, why would they want to spend more time with their kids? Because kids aren't kids forever. They eventually grow up into adults like us right now. So it's like, why not spend as much time as you possibly can with them? And if there's a way to do that through coaching and or mentorship, you're able to get the product in front of them for that specific reason. You're able to reach more people through the range of, hey, you know what? I can help you get more time to spend with your kids. I can have you have more time to go travel with your wife. I can have you have more time to get a raise in your business, to create your own business, to get more posts on social media, to get more done throughout the day, to find more balance throughout your life, to wake up early. It's like, well, why would they want to wake up early? Because they wake up early to get more done throughout the day. If they wake up early, they exercise, they get more movement going. It's like, well, now you can actually accomplish more. You have more time to do what you want to do. You can achieve more. You can do more with your time. You're not stressing out about, oh, do I have time to go to the gym? Do I have time to work out? Do I have time to do yoga? Do I have time to meditate? Because you're doing it first thing in the morning before the rest of the world is awake. When you do everything first thing before everything else is awake, you have more of a likelihood of being able to actually accomplish what you actually truly need to accomplish throughout the day. So that's like a few why questions that you want to ask for why you're wanting to get to your customer. If you know why you want to serve the customer that you're wanting to serve, then it makes everything else in the process a whole lot easier because it's like, hey, this is the customer that I want to help. Why do I want to help them? Well, I want to help them because I want to help them get new habits. I want to help them wake up earlier. I want to help them have more responsibility, more productivity, more discipline, more time to do what they want to do. I want to help them acquire more goals, reach their goals, have more money, have more wealth, have more freedom. Like there's a whole range of whys and you got to figure out what those whys are if you're wanting to help reach the right customer. Another question is why they want what they want more than anything else. You got to figure out what they want. Like what do they want? Do they want to have personal development, self-confidence, more power, more balance, more freedom, more courage, more guidance, more success, be able to reach their goals? Like what do they truly want more than anything else? Do they want to have love? Do they want to have money? Do they want to have fame? Do they want to have power? I said power already. Like what do they want to have? That's the question. And then another one is like, what keeps the prospect up tonight? It's like, we've all had those nights. We've all had those nights when we're laying in bed and it's like, how am I going to pay for my bills? Why can't I fall asleep? What am I doing? How do I find the way to be more productive? Where do I find guidance? Where do I find a mentor? How do I start surrounding myself with more successful people? How do I make more money? How do I get the body of my dreams? How do I find balance? How do I quiet my mind? How do I find love? Where do I find love? Do I go out to bars? Do I drink? Like, how do I stay true to myself yet still grow in the process? It's like, these are questions that people might be being kept up at night. So you got to figure out what your customer wants. And if you figure out what they want, then you can start to serve them better. You can start to market your product to them better than you would be able to otherwise. Another question is, what are they most afraid of? If you figure out what they're most afraid of, so it's like, are they most afraid of succeeding? Because I can't remember who said it, but it's like, we're not afraid of our failures. We're more afraid of our successes. So if you're more afraid to succeed, because when you succeed, what do you do after that? And if you don't know what to do, then it's like, okay, so now what do I do? Then you create another goal. So I think having a coach, having a mentor, having that guidance from someone that you pay each month, because I believe when you pay somebody, you actually get more value out of it. You're more likely to continue moving forward with that payment compared to if, say, you don't have any payment, you don't have any skin in the game. The likelihood of you actually doing what your mentor, guide, coach is actually telling you is next to nothing. It's kind of like free advice. It's like your grandma or your mom or your dad or whoever gives you advice. It's like, if you don't believe what they're saying and you don't have any skin in the game, you're not actually going to create everlasting change within yourself. So that's one thing, is also failure. Are they afraid of failure, judgment, rejection, loneliness, despair? Like, what are they afraid of? You got to figure out what your client is afraid of. When you know what their client, when you know what your customer is afraid of, you can figure out what product you can create that'll help them become less afraid of the thing that they're most afraid of. It's just like, are they afraid of their mind? Are they afraid of what they have going on in their head? Are they afraid of what other people are going to think when they start posting, when they start doing their dreams? Are they going to be like, hey, you changed? It's like, is that really what they're afraid of? And if that's the case, then how can you help them get past that? How can you create something to solve their problem, to be able to get past their pain of rejection, of loneliness, of fear, of desperation, of succeeding? Like, how can you help them get past that point? You figure that out, you're going to start to create more momentum and more drive and more success throughout the process. Another question is, what do you want to change, or what do they want to change? Like, what does your customer want to change? Like, do they want to change themselves? Do they want to help change other people? Other people only change if they want to change, though. So that's something that you got to question. Do they want to change their habits? Do they want to change their goals? Do they want to have more drive? Do they want to have more discipline? Do they want to change how they wake up? Do they want to change how they're perceived by others? Do they want to change how they're perceived by themselves? Do they want to change how they view the world, how they view each other, how they view their families, how they view their relationships? Like, what aspect of them do they want to change? You figure out that, then you can start to create more growth towards what they actually truly want. And then another question is, what are the target market's greatest problems? So it's like, the people that you're targeting in your market, you've got to figure out what their greatest problems are. And it's just like, well, so they can't stay accountable. So you got to figure out a way, how can I help them stay accountable? They're being asked to the right question for success. You got to be able to ask them the right questions. Because I think that if you aren't asked the right questions and you're just thinking about them in your head all the time, the likelihood of them actually like going and becoming real from your head is very minimal. Yet when you start to talk about them out loud, they start to become real. They start to become something that's like, oh, I never thought about it that way. Or, huh, nobody ever actually asked me that question. Since nobody ever actually asked me that question up until now, it's kind of like, well, huh, now I actually have more freedom. I have more abundance. I have these new ideas, these new thoughts that can actually help me grow my business, grow my brand, grow myself, grow my marketing strategies more and more and more, because I actually got asked the right question. Because when we get to ask the right question, like, everybody's gone through something. Everybody's gone through the same thing that you're going through right now. And if that's the case, like, talk to somebody, get a coach, get a mentor, because they'll be able to ask you the right questions to be able to allow for you to speak your truth, speak your mind, and be as authentic as you possibly can. As soon as you get to that point, it's like, okay, well, now I can teach myself. I can grow into the person that I'm supposed to be, not the person that I have always thought people thought that I was, if that makes sense. Another question is, like, how can they begin asking the right questions? I said that already. Building long-term habits. How can you help them build long-term habits? How can you start to, like, is there such thing as starting too big? Like, you got to start small. You got to focus on one thing at a time. Not knowing what the life coach can, like, you might be concerned of, like, oh, well, I don't know how to market myself for life coaching. It's like, well, if you don't know how to market yourself for life coaching, maybe you got to figure out the best way to market yourself. If you figure out the best way to market yourself and your brand, and that could be through Facebook, podcasts, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, WordPress, blogs, Medium, Anchor, Spotify. Like, I mean, it could be really any level of marketing yourself. You just got to get your brand out there. You got to get in front of the right people. If you get in front of the right people, then the likelihood of those people hearing you and coming to your page and reaching out to you and asking you questions and you being able to help them starts to grow exponentially over time. So that's something else also to consider, is make sure that they start with one thing. Where's the one thing that they can start that'll help them reach their goal as quickly as they possibly can? Another thing along the lines of their greatest problems is not knowing how life coaching can benefit them. If they don't know how life coaching can benefit them, or they don't know how it's actually going to work, and they might be like, oh, that's a lot of money, then you don't want those clients. You don't want the clients that aren't willing to put up the money up front and be like, because like I said earlier in this episode, is if you aren't paying for it, if you aren't actually putting in the time, the effort, the skills to master your craft and actually put skin in the game, you're not going to be sticking with it. You're not going to be listening to the advice from your coach. Now, if you put the money in, you're actually more likely to listen to what the coach is saying, implement it, because you don't want your money just going to waste. It's kind of like buying a book online or investing in a course or investing in yourself. It's like you do that, you're like, I want to read this book, I want to wear these clothes, I want to go out and have this dinner, like I want to eat this whole meal because I spent all this money on this dinner. And you do that, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to ensure that I get the most out of my money. I'm going to have the most bang for my buck. And that's the biggest thing. You want to have the most bang for your buck. Another question is, like, do they have anywhere to turn? Like, are you creating something that's new, or are you just saying something that everybody else is saying? Like, what's your unique twist? What's your unique strategy? What's helping you actually create what you're wanting to create? If you aren't actually creating something that's meaningful, that's different, that can be unique and useful in ways that other products out there are right now, then what's the point in somebody following you versus following somebody else that's been doing it for years? You got to find your unique niche. You got to figure out what your target market's greatest problem is and how you can serve them the best way possible. You figure that out, you start to realize that, hey, you know what, everybody else is doing somewhat something similar to me, but they have their own unique twist, their own unique spin, their own way of looking at the world and way of helping people. You figure that out, you're going to succeed a lot more. What are they most afraid of? I already asked that. And then what do they want to change? And it's just like, well, like, what does your client, your target audience, your target customer really want to change? Like, do they want to have more joy, more happiness, more meaning, more fulfillment, more friends, better relationships, more success, a healthier body? Do they want to like the person that they see in the mirror? Like, what do they truly want to do with their life? That's the question. If you figure out what they truly want, what they're truly reaching for, you can actually start to accomplish more. You can start to give back more. They can start to be like, oh, hey, this guy, this Caleb dude, or whoever you are, if you're creating, like, whoever's creating the product, you yourself listening to this right now, if you're creating something that's valuable, that can be evergreen, that can change somebody's life, help them question things, help them reach new levels, new heights, any way of them helping them achieve their goals, their ambitions, their drives, their desires, if you can help them get to that point and solve all their problems, help them overcome their fear, their pain points, you're going to succeed in marketing. You're going to succeed in business. You're going to succeed in life. So just consider that next time you are trying to figure out what to market and how to market, you got to answer these questions. You got to do the research. You got to figure out what your market wants, their pain points, their fears, their failures, their successes. There's a sentence, and I'm going to finish it off with this. I believe I can remember it. It's, a person will do next to anything for somebody who encourages their dreams, justifies their failures, allies their fears, confirms their suspicions, and helps them throw rocks at their enemies. Remember that, you guys, for next time, and I wish you the best of luck throughout your week, throughout your career, throughout your business. I love and appreciate each and every single one of you. I will be talking to you soon. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and I wish you the best of luck in life. Talk to you guys later.